joined us from Washington, D.C. And now we move on to the weather story to the south of us. Cuban television is showing images of Hurricane Ike washing over coastal homes in eastern Cuba. Joining us now is Emilio San Pedro, the BBC World Services America's editor. He's speaking with us from Miami and has been tracking this storm all night. Emilio San Pedro, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Where is the storm now, and what are the people of Miami doing in the way of preparation at this point?
Well, the storm is moving its way through Cuba. It went on to the island of Cuba from the northeastern side near the province of Holguín. It was a Category 3 hurricane. It was packing some very serious winds of 135 miles per hour. You may have seen some of those images of the waves crashing into several cities along the coastline there, very high waves, about 5 and 6 stories high if you were to look at it from an apartment building. In Miami itself, there's not a great deal of preparation because there was a lot of concern, say, 2 or 3 days ago, but when the storm started moving to the south, people are just sort of fascinated by it like they are with all the other storms that come by. But it's the Florida Keys in particular, about 150 miles from here, especially Key West, where there might be some concern of storm and tropical storm or hurricane force winds in excess of 75 miles per hour felt on Tuesday, sometime Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday morning. But that's still a very difficult thing to predict. What they have done is they've evacuated, or they've ordered the evacuation, a mandatory evacuation of the Florida Keys.
So it appears as though South Florida, at least as far as the Miami-Dade area is concerned, will be spared. But the Gulf is going to probably take another Category 2 hit if we're going to be talking 24 hours from now.
That's right. Well, more than 24 hours from now, the storm is expected. It's moving quite slowly. It's moving about 14 miles per hour. It's expected to move its way through Cuba. It went into a very mountainous part of the island, and so it immediately weakened to a Category 2 storm at 105 miles per hour. The concern in Cuba is that late today or on Tuesday, the storm could make a direct hit on the capital, Havana. More than 2 million people live there, and there is some concern, especially given the fact that there are many old, dilapidated colonial buildings in Havana, that there could be some serious damage. The Cuban authorities are extremely good at moving people away from low-lying coastal areas.
Well, they're definitely going to be tested again this week. Emilio San Pedro, World Services, BBC World Service America's editor, speaking to us from Miami, where they're watching Hurricane Ike, a Category 2 storm, moving very, very slowly on its way to the Gulf.